We're here with DJ Ski right now. How about you go ahead and introduce yourself to everybody out there and let them know what's up with you?
Yeah, you know what it is, man. DJ Ski, you already know who it is. You know my name. You know what I do. If you're familiar, check me out, myspace.com/DJ Ski, DJSki.com. Whoever else, man, running this shit out here. So, you know, just trying to keep the West Coast alive, take over the world, all that other stuff, man.
Okay. Tell us a little bit about the Mixtape Monopoly project with you, DJ Hookit, and DJ Drama. How did that happen?
Oh man, you know, Snoop and them came to us and all his people and stuff, and you know, they wanted to do something big, so they came to me and we were talking about me and Snoop doing a mixtape and stuff, and then they wanted to take it, you know, to the next level and really capture all the other regions, so they tried to think of something that would be crazy, so, you know, they came up with the biggest DJ in each region, which, you know, they felt was, you know, Hookit, myself, and Drama, so, you know, they came up to us, and, you know, we're like, yo, let's do this shit with those three. It was kind of concept just because, you know, the affiliations, the obvious affiliations myself and Hookit have, but, you know, Snoop is like, you know, let's put all that stuff to the side. You know, there ain't no real beef on that in between all of us. So, you know, we just can't put it out and put together, you know, something that was timeless and classic that was really going to get people's attention just out there just so we can all make money together. And, you know, it's all love. You know, it's Snoop the boss of the West Coast and one of these legends of rap, so I can say no to him and shit. So, you know, it made sense. And now we got, you know, we started calling ourselves Mixtape Monopoly because we kind of, you know, got the Monopoly of the mixtape game. With Drama running shit in the South with all the Hookit shit over the years in the East and all my shit I've been doing in the West recently. So, you know, that's what it is. But, you know, we definitely got some other shit in the works. It's going to be crazy.
Okay, tell us a little about the first mixtape, the Blue Carpet Treatment mixtape.
Yeah, that shit is crazy, man. Of course, you know, Big Snoop Dogg put it together and put us all together and came up with the whole alignment and shit. So, you know, came to Snoop. We've been talking about it for a second. So, he got all his music ready and shit. You know, we went to Crip Kitchen Studios. He got over in Hollywood, knocked it all out, and gave me all the shit. And shit turned out classic, man. People pick it up now, DJSki.com, MySpace.com/DJSki, wherever you mixtape is sold.
Okay. And is it true that, you know, this is only the first of many projects that the Mixtape Monopoly have planned?
Oh yeah, of course. You know, we can't give away our secrets. Yeah, but you know, we do. You know, I'm always doing some shit that's gonna shake shit up. So definitely be on the lookout for more stuff.
Okay. What else is DJ Ski working on right now?
Oh man, you know, I got a new mixtape coming with Game, so it's gonna be crazy. You know, we flood those streets with those mixtapes that are really albums. So we got another one coming up right after his album pretty soon. Just waiting on, you know, for his little buzz to die down from the album a second so we can bring it back up with that mixtape. And then, shit, you know, just trying to take over the world, man. You know, I got all my other businesses and everything else that I got from the marketing side, all that other stuff. So, you know, I got some big stuff in development and in the works. And I'm the DJ side, just keeping it moving. You know, serious, we've been on. This is going to be our third year coming up. So we're switching the whole show up and stuff. We're going to have a huge anniversary show coming up in a couple of weeks. It's going to be retarded and just, you know, really expanded. And on the radio front, there's definitely some other stuff coming up soon, too, that I can't talk about yet, but there's going to be some big shit. So, you know, I'm just trying to expand and really take over the world and really put this Monopoly stuff together.
Okay, and how do you feel about the Doctor's Advocate?
Oh, man, it's a classic. I mean, I feel how everybody feels, whether you hate or love Game. I mean, the music speaks for itself. The shit is incredible. You know, I was blessed to literally be in Game, or in the studio with Game the past year, working and helping him on that stuff, putting some of the joints together with him and shit. So, you know, it's crazy just to see how the tide and the shit shifted from him, from the label, and from everybody else involved. So, you know, it's classic, man. It's a great album. It's great for the West Coast. It's great for hip hop. And, you know, that dude is just so talented, like behind the mic.
Right.
You know, music speaks for itself.
How do you think the new album compares to the documentary?
It just shows his whole growth, I think. You know what I mean? Like with song, you can even hear in his voice from his way of making songs that like it's really a maturing process. You see, you know, Game's been through more than the average artist has in the past. The time span between his debut and his sophomore album, with, you know, the whole beef stuff jumping off. With the whole, you know, he has so much stuff going on, the whole controversy, the whole Dre working with him, all that stuff. So, I mean, there's just a lot of stuff to talk about. It's really his maturity, so, you know, you really see him grow on the album.
Okay, and you know, can you name some of your personal, you know, favorite mixtapes that are out right now?
That are out right now, just all time, or just that are like in the streets right this second?
Yeah, not like, you know, the past few years.
Past few years, the mixtapes that have really moved me, obviously some of the ones I did with Gang, like, not even because I fuck with them and I did them, but just because, like, even if I didn't, I'd still be banging them. Like, obviously, you know what it is, the 300 bars and all that shit. That was just so crazy. So that's gotta be up there. What other ones? Last Black Wall Street Journal stuff was real hot. The one mixtape that I really admire and look after was the DJ Drama and Young Jeezy one that he came out with a couple years ago. Which one was it? Tap or Die.
Yeah.
That shit was incredible. What else is hot? There's too many to name. You know, Green Lantern got a new one with Jay that's crazy. Shot the Green Lantern. You know, he always can come out with some crazy shit. Drama been holding it down. Who Kid always got a ton of shit out there. You know, Clinton Sparks come with some creative shit. That's my man. So, you know, there's a lot of shit out there, man.
Okay.
But those are the ones that are really, you know, stayed in my mind.
How did the connection?
In terms of even the power, though, like what makes sense in the past few years and had the power, those obviously those first G-Unit Radio ones, because those really let 50 off and showed and took even the whole mixtape market to another level, just off the popularity mainstream they got with those.
Right. And how did the connection between you and DJ Crazy Tunes happen?
Oh, yeah, Crazy. Dude, man, so, you know, me and Reflex is my big partner out here on the radio, who's holding stuff down. He got his artist, Amani, and shit, but, me and Crazy Tunes always fuck with each other, and then we all just ran into each other when we were talking about it. And then Tunes came to us and was like, yo, you know, he got this crazy idea. He wanted to do it, but he wanted to stamp us on it. So, you know, because he hadn't done a mixtape in a minute, so I really tried to help him get that shit out there and, you know, link him with some of the stuff. And, you know, it was crazy. It was great working with a legend, though, like Crazy, especially being from the West Coast, you know. So it was a great look, a great move, and a classic. That mixtape, that's one that I just forgot to say. That mixtape was incredible. That's one of the best. That's an album right there.
Definitely.
And all the old school hip hop heads really appreciate that. The creativity that Crazy Tunes put down in that, like, he killed it with that.
Yep.
Down the tune.
Is it true that we're going to see a CT Experience Part 2?
Oh, yeah, of course. You know, he's just waiting on Stark to the other day. So, he's definitely working on some shit. So, it's going to be coming soon.
Okay. And who haven't you collaborated with yet that you still want to?
I want to do, like, ideally, like I got some shit going on, but, you know, I've worked with a lot of people, but, you know, especially now doing this whole CD with Snoop, like, you know, I've fucked with a lot of people, but in terms of actually, doing a whole CD with it, you know, obviously, like, I'd love to do something with even, like, a Dre, a Jay, you know, some of those mega stars and shit, and even some non-traditional stuff, you know what I mean, stuff that people wouldn't expect with, you know, other artists, maybe even other genres and shit, so.
Okay. And what's your view on the mixtape scene at this point?
Oh, man, it's still, you know, it's still what it is, especially on the West Coast. It's not as big as it should be. There's still not as many outlets as there is in the East Coast, New York, and all that other stuff, but that's what I'm really, one thing I'm really trying to build with my team and what I got going on, so we can have that popularity in the East and everywhere else has. But, the mixtape game has always been expanding, and it always diversifies. Whereas, you know, a few years ago, the real hot shit was, you know, putting a bunch of different joints on a mixtape. Like when a DJ would come out with, like, that's when Clue and all that ran the market. They'd have like 20 joints, 20 different artists, all that shit. Whereas now, the whole game is really just, you know, it's one artist. Like when people do a mixtape, it's basically a street album. Like with the game, Drama does with the T.I. or Jeezy or anything else. You know, all the mixtapes are pretty much albums now for a certain artist.
Yeah, that's true. Do you think that's a good thing?
I think it's a good and a bad thing. Like, I think there's room for both of them, but now it's also fucking artists up because they all gotta, you know, they all gotta come up with a street album. They gotta come up with basically two albums. Like a street album before the real album, which is still, you know, there ain't no real money and paperwork. Like in rock, you don't have to come out with a street album first. But in hip hop, it's basically a necessity to, like, Snoop had to do it. That's why we did the blue carpet one. Game obviously did it with all his shit. You know, 50 did all that shit. Everybody does it. So you know, from the Jeezy to the T.I.s to everybody. So, you know, it's cool, but, and the other ones have kind of fallen off, which is tough. It makes it tougher on new artists to break unless they're associated with the crew. Because in the crew, you know, like for Game, he'll have this Black Wall Street, he'll put them on his mixtape, but he's not going to put other artists on that are new and coming up. I mean, he does personally, but just an artist in general isn't going to be, you know, as willing to put a new artist on. So, you know, like in the old days, the Clues, they could break a Fabulous by having them, him just on a tape with everybody else. Right now, there isn't really tapes with everybody else as much. I mean, there is, but they're just not as hot. So you got to really come out with a crew. So it's kind of hurt new artists a little, you know what I mean?
Right, right. You know, Game always speaks highly of you as both his DJ and business partner. How do you view that relationship?
Oh man, it's a great thing. I mean, Game is probably honestly the most, I'll go out on a limb and even say the most talented rapper that I've ever been around, like in terms of skill and ability and stuff. And I still don't think the public has really seen or seen his creativity and his side to the fullest level. I don't think they're gonna see it till really the third, fourth album. But that dude, just being in the studio with how quick, how witty, how smart Game is, and how he really knows how to make, you know, like records, and how he really knows how to rap. Like, that dude is just incredible. So, you know, I let him, you know, I try to put himself in a position where he can't worry about his creativity. I go and handle him getting his buzz on the streets and stuff and the mixtapes and all that, so he can focus on doing those records and stuff. And that's why we gel, you know what I mean? Like, we're both about, you know, getting paper and making it happen. So.
Okay. And what artists are you feeling, you know, that have a strong buzz on the West right now?
There's a few. First off, my man Omar Cruz. You know, I did a mixtape with him that was crazy early this year. So he's definitely going to be a big talent in 07 that's coming out and stuff. He got a lot of stuff. Your boy, I just did a mixtape with him. His shit is retarded. Like, he's really got some shit. He has the potential to be a super, superstar. Obviously, you know, Glasses, Bishop, that whole crew, Mike Stroh, you know, there's a lot of stuff from Watts. My man J-Rock got some shit. He got a lot of buzz going on with the song he got. K-Doc can spit like crazy, his other partner. Shit, there's a ton of shit, man. There's a lot of shit coming out. And I think 07 is going to be one of those years for the West Coast to really, you know, where artists are going to be really, there's going to be more well-known artists besides just the Game, Snoop, the Dre, and Exhibit in the next year. People like the Glass, the Bishops, the J-Rocks, the E-Boys, the Omar Cruz, they're all going to start becoming more household names in hip-hop.
Okay. And do you have any plans to make a DJ Ski album, like, you know, with all exclusive tracks?
Oh yeah, that's always there. I'm just waiting for the timing, the situation to be right. You know, I've talked to a few labels and I've had offers on the table to put it out. Like, you know, I could do some shit right now if I wanted to, but I'm just really waiting. I just don't feel the time is right now between the client of the music industry or the climate of the music industry. To still what I have going on, I still want to wait a little while longer, because when I do stuff, I want to make, you know what I mean, I'm in it for that long term and that making something epic. Like, people know when I drop a mixtape, it's an experience, you know what I mean? Like I'm really dropping some shit. I'm not just coming out with CDs just to come out with them. Like I'm really trying to come out with some shit. So when I drop an album, it's going to be an epic occasion. So I got to make sure all my stuff is right and set up right. So it'll come in due time, but I'm not rushing it right now.
Okay. You know, man, that's about it for the questions, man. Is there anything else that you'd like to let everybody know?
Just shout out to Doug Senior for always holding me down, man. Y'all always come through with that shit and, you know, stay tuned. Like, I'm nowhere near even starting yet, so don't even think I'm stopping. So, you know, you're going to see a lot of stuff. People don't expect the shit that I do when I always come out of left field and, you know, kill it. So stay tuned. Keep checking me out, myspace.com/DJSki, DJSki.com, and shit, you're going to see me up there, man. I'm just trying to provide y'all good music, and anybody want to reach out to me, they can reach out to me, you know what I mean? I'm here, I'm holding it down.